T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Could President Trump be forced to testify?
The tension is growing here. You can just feel it.
7 states sue over DACA.
Activist judges should not stand in the way of the president.
Infections from mosquitoes and ticks.
These diseases are on the rise.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A former Trump attorney acknowledges the special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, has raised the possibility of using a grand jury subpoena to get testimony from President Trump. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has details from Washington.
In one meeting with Mueller, according to the Washington Post, the lawyers insisted the president had no obligation to talk. Mueller responded that he could issue a subpoena for the president to appear before a grand jury. The episode highlights the escalating showdown between the White House and the special counsel. Harry Littman is a former official at the Department of Justice.
The bare minimum for Mueller is going to be to get some answers from Trump under oath. And any answers under oath by Trump puts him in serious criminal jeopardy.
A subpoena has always been an option for the special counsel to use, but to use it to compel a president to testify, well, that's something that could lead to a legal battle in the Supreme Court.
And there was pushback yesterday from the man overseeing the Mueller investigation, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He said on C-SPAN he would not waver in the wake of Republican threats to try to remove him.
The Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law, and any kind of threats that anybody makes are not going to affect the way we do our job.
Well, President Trump's physician before he took office is sounding off, describing a raid to get Mr. Trump's medical records. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Quite a bizarre story, Steve. Donald Trump's longtime personal doctor tells NBC News last year's incident left him feeling raped, frightened, and sad. Dr. Harold Bornstein says in February of last year, 3 men, including a Trump Organization lawyer and the president's longtime bodyguard, who was then a senior White House aide, entered the doctor's Manhattan office and took all of Mr. Trump's medical records. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders does not deny it happened.
As a standard operating procedure for a new president, the White House medical unit took possession of the president's medical records.
Sanders says the medical unit requested the records, but Dr. Bornstein says the men who entered his office never showed him the required HIPAA paperwork. Reached by phone by a CBS News producer yesterday, Dr. Bornstein said, quote, "Sweetheart, this is Watergate." Steve?
Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the charge as 7 states are now suing to try to end the DACA program once and for all.
DACA sets a dangerous precedent by giving the executive branch sweeping authority to ignore the laws enacted by Congress and change our nation's immigration laws to suit a president's own preferences.
30 million people are in the path of what could be some severe weather today. Thunderstorms and tornadoes are possible. WBZ-TV meteorologist Danielle Niles.
The biggest area of highest risk today is across northeast Kansas and northwest Missouri, but there's a huge swath all the way from the Midwest stretching back down to central Texas that's under the gun for some strong to severe storms.
The storms and possible tornadoes left minor damage yesterday in parts of Iowa and Nebraska. A new report from the CDC says in recent years, reported infections from mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas have more than tripled. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
These diseases are on the rise, especially Lyme disease, which has doubled to about 36,000 recorded cases a year. But the CDC thinks that's underreported. It's probably closer to 300,000.
He says warmer temperatures have led to longer breeding seasons, and the bugs have spread further geographically. Arizona teachers are rallying for a 5th and final day today at the state capitol. Lawmakers are due to act on a budget that boosts education funding by $300 million. Teachers had been demanding more than 3 times that.
I'm not satisfied with what we've been given, but This is the first step, and it was necessary to be taken, and I'm glad that we did it.
The next move is up to Iowa's Republican governor after state lawmakers have approved what would be the most restrictive abortion law in the country. It would effectively ban most procedures once a fetal heartbeat is detected at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. After wrong-way flights and a dog's death on board, United Airlines is out with a new pet policy. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Pit bulls, pugs, and Persian cats among the breeds now banned from United cargo holds. Last year, the airline accounted for three-quarters of all pet deaths on U.S. carriers, 18 in all. United says that's because it was willing to take riskier breeds already barred from other airlines until now. Many of the at-risk breeds will still be allowed in main cabins if they're small enough to fit under a seat. Not clear if the policy applies to service animals and emotional support animals. Steve?
Well, now that girls can join, the Boy Scout program is changing its name to Scouts BSA. It'll take effect next February. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has doubled down on a pledge to improve the social network's security.
We're requiring everyone running political and issue ads or running large pages to be verified with a government ID. We're making ads more transparent. So now you're going to be able to see who is running a political ad, who they're targeting, how much they're spending, and most importantly, what other messages they're sending to different people.
And his plan for a Facebook dating service sent shares of the online company Match down sharply. Apple says it's going to spend $100 billion in stock buybacks in a bid to reassure shareholders and investors. And thanks to tax breaks, it's raising its quarterly dividend by 16%. Fresh off his Twitter bromance with President Trump, Kanye West said this on TMZ.
You hear about slavery for 400 years. For 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all?
Well, that set off a social media storm. And when West asked about free thinking, a TMZ host said, "I actually don't think you're thinking anything." A climate group based in Finland wants to raise $500,000 to put President Trump's image on ice.
Well, I'm not a big believer in man-made climate change.
A video from the group Melting Ice mocks the president's own words on climate change. The plan is to put a Mount Rushmore-style carving of Mr. Trump into an Arctic iceberg and see if it melts. A new age car maker is turning to some old school production techniques. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Tesla had vowed to reinvent manufacturing with automated production of the new Model 3. Now they're hiring people and getting rid of robots.
That caused them a lot of grief, both on the vehicle assembly side, but also on the battery production side.
Navigant research analyst Sam Abelsamid says realism is starting to seep in at Tesla. Tesla's also running through a lot of cash without profits to show for it. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Well, automation went haywire when the flying dinosaur ride at Universal Studios Japan suddenly stopped flying. That left 60 riders hanging upside down 100 feet off the ground for 2 hours. Everyone got off safely, but some passengers said their arms and legs went numb as they hung on tight. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.